Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're continuing in Siman Nun Vez. When the Shiach Zibur says Yisbarach, everyone answers Amen. When he says Brichu, everyone answers Amen. And when he says Imru Amen. Well, that's what the Sephardim do. The Sephardim answer Amen to Brichu. The Rama says, no, we don't say Amen after Yisbarach and not after Brichu. Rather, we just say Brichu when the Chazan says Brichu. It's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the Amen after Yisgadal v'Yisgadah Shemei Rabba, but certainly we say Amen there as well. Now the Rama says, "V'lo yafsik bein Brichu le'Eila mikol berchasa," that Brichu leads right into Eila mikol berchasa, and that's the minhag of the Rama. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that's not our custom. The Arizal and the Gra say that no, Brichu is linked up to Kucha. Then there's a comma, and Yisbarach starts something new. And it sounds like that's what the Mishnah Berurah goes with, and that is the common practice, that we put a comma after Brichu. Sif Gimel. Ha'onim adu omi amayu b'yivad tolim heim. Ki asa l'hafrid ben amayu l'yisbarach. The Shulchan Aruch says you should add on Yisbarach after Yehishmei Rabbi Lama El Me'omayo. Oh, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that really, the Beis Yosef says you keep on going all the way to Damiram Be'omayo Rimu Ame. And that's Taka the Minog of many Sephardim. However, the Mishnah Berurah again quotes the Gra that no, you stop at Olmaya because that's the end of that Shevach of Yehishmei Rabbi, and Yisbarach Anan is a new thing. And that's the minhag, certainly, in the Ashkenazi world, to stop at Olmaya. Ay, Bataka, the Shulchan Aruch says to keep on going, to add a little. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nira, Shim Yomram, B'shtei Neshimos, Kamlo Gura Shari. If you want to do it exactly right, the Mishnah Berurah says, you say, Yehei Shmei Rab, Elom Elomaya, Yisbarach. So you're adding on the Yisbarach, the way the Shulchan Aruch sounds, but you're separating it from the previous sentence, like the Gra says, that it's something separate. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gra. Now, if you're in a place where you're not allowed to talk, then you should just stop at Olmaya. Since we fundamentally accept the Gra, don't do this thing of adding on Yisbarach. So if you're with the Chazan, you would say Yisbarach after taking a breath. But if you're, let's say, in Sukkot Zimra or somewhere else, you would just say Lelame Olmaya, and that's it. Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that you bow during Kaddish. When the Chazan says Yisgadal, you bow Yehishmei Rabba, you bow Brichu, you bow, and also when you answer Amen, when everyone answers Amen, the Chazan bows there as well. Four times the Chazan bows during Kaddish. Now it's interesting, many don't have this custom to bow. And here there's no comments of the Mishnah Berurah, but the poskim quote that the Gra held one should not bow. Because the Gemara says you shouldn't add into the bowing to the kriyos that Chazar Masakin and Shmona Esrei. That's why you don't bow extra in Shmona Esrei. And the Gra holds that extends here as well. We don't bow extra. Now, many Achronim say you do bow, but that comment of the Gra, Lechora, is the reason why many don't bow. And Taka of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's quote on Halicho Shlomo, Perek Tes, he himself did not bow during Kaddish because of this comment of the Gra, and that's probably the background for the more common practice that people do not bow when they say the Kaddish. The Shulchan Aruch concludes, when you finish saying Kaddish, you take the three steps back and you say Osa Shalom. Just like when you finish Shmona Esrei, we say Osa Shalom, and you take three steps back, and you bow left, right, center. The same thing when you finish Kaddish. Okay. Siman Nun Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Shiach Tzibur says, Baruch Hashem HaMavorach, and everyone answers, Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Voed, and the Shiach Tzibur then also says, Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Olam Voed as well. Oh, because he has his own chiyuv to also respond and be Mavarich Hashem. Now here the Mishnah Berurah gives us important details. Let's say you didn't hear the Chazan say Baruch Hu, but you walked in as you hearing the Tzibur answering Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Olam Voed. So the Mishnah Berurah says you say it together with them. since you're hearing the tzibur, you can join with them. Well, but what if you didn't hear that either? You walked into shul only when the chazan was repeating Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam Voed. So now you missed being part of the tzibur. So in that case, the Mishnah says, you don't say Baruch Hashem HaMvorach. Rather, you just answer Amen to what the chazan is saying. Well, the Shulchan Aruch quotes here in Sif Beis that Makab Chinagu Litzok Acharven Ben Kaddish Hu Baruch Hu Liyotzaor O Lidaber B'tzorchei Rabim Tolim Heim. It's a mistake. A custom began, some people would make a hefsek after Kaddish or after Baruch Hu, before Yotzeor, to discuss a Tzoruch Mitzvah or something like that, and it's a mistake because Taka, after Baruch Hu, you've already started Yotzeor, that's considered Emsa Perek, and even after Kaddish, even after Kaddish, Kaddish, you're not allowed to talk after Kaddish either. It's linked up to Baruch Hu. Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, some had a custom that after Baruch Hu, before Yotzeor, they would talk about Tzorchei Rabim. They make announcements, some important need in the community. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Toim him, it's a mistake. Why? Once you said Baruch Hu, it's as if you already started Yotzeor. It's like you're Emsa Perek. You can't talk then. It's the Kidney B'Emsa Perek. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, we had this already earlier, that once you say Baruch Hu, you're ready like your B'Emsa Perek and you can't make a hefsek. Well, now here, there's an important comment of the Be'er Halacha at the end of the siman. Now it's like this. Baruch Hu is a Davar Sheva Kedusha. It's only said in a minyan. And that means that the Chazan says Baruch Hu, somebody says Baruch Hu, and you have to have 9 people listening who respond. So you have to say Baruch Hu loud enough that at least 9 people hear you. So the Be'er Halacha says that if the Shliach Tzibur says it quietly, that then you shouldn't answer, and you think that 9 people don't hear it, then and you happen to hear it, you shouldn't answer. Omed Eitzel Hashas, you're standing next to the Shliach Tzibur, and you see that he said Baruch Hu, Umeshayer, and you estimate Lo Shamu Test Anashim. 9 people didn't hear him, only a few. Then Lo Yanachrem Rak Amen Choyamu, you shouldn't answer Baruch Hashem Baruch. You just answer Amen to what they said. And the Mishnah Berurah says people make this mistake. People make a mistake. Harbe anashim. They mevarchim al Torah belachash. When a person gets an aliyah, he has to say it loud enough for 9 people to hear. And if not, then those people who are responding are making a mistake. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes. This is a strong lashon. Umachtiin beatzlusan es harabim. And out of their laziness of saying it loud enough, they're causing the rabbin to be chote, because if 9 don't hear it, then they're not allowed to say Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Voed. And the ones that are saying it are making a mistake. Well, so you should be, so number one, if you're getting an aliyah, you should be careful to say it loud enough for 9 people to answer. And if someone's getting an aliyah, and you think he's whispering, and you think 9 aren't hearing him, the Mishnah Berurah says, then you should not answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Voed. Rather, if somebody does say it, you just say Amen, and that's it. I wanted to add a comment that's not found in the Mishnah Berurah regarding bowing for Baruch Hu. When it comes to Shmona Esrei, so we know that when you bow, you're supposed to be up or on the way up at Hashem's name. Hashem is okay with kefufim. Hashem straightens out those that are bent over. So therefore, when you bow, you put your head down, you bend forward at Ata, and by Hashem's name, you're on the way up, or some are all the way up by Hashem's name. So too at Baruch Hu. When the Chazan says Baruch Hu, he should be down for Baruch Hu, and then up when he says Es Hashem, Hamavarach. And then when we answer Baruch Hu, we say Baruch Hashem Hamavarach Lom Voed. We go down for Baruch, and we're up or on the way up at Hashem's name. You shouldn't be bent over when you're saying Hashem's name. That's a point that the Achronim point out based on that halacha from Shmona Esrei.